Welcome to Power Yourself, where I talk about the most important topic in the world, you. Today's episode, fight, flight, and freeze. Really talking about our body's natural reaction response in stressful situations. So let's break it down. Before we do, as always, my practice as we start the show, I want to pause. I want to take a deep breath in and out to land. And I invite you to welcome your whole self into this space as well. For me, it's really important to acknowledge the relationship I have with the land I'm currently on. For me, it's important to acknowledge that in Alberta, where I record this podcast, it is the traditional territories of the Indigenous peoples of the Treaty 6, 7, and 8 region and the homeland of the Métis. I really want to take the time to celebrate the beautiful land that I am currently on and hold space to show gratitude to all those who came before us. This land acknowledgement is an important practice for me as an action towards the act of reconciliation and to show gratitude for those whose territories we reside on or are currently visiting. Wow. Episode 97. And as I said, today's topic all about fight, flight, freeze. So before I get into today's episode, I wanted to kind of give you a little bit of an announcement. I've decided to complete the series after this season. So it's been a wonderful and extremely fulfilling journey. And I feel like I was able to accomplish what I really set out to achieve. And that was important to me. So my goal was always to help get more helpful information, helpful content, really out there to help people along their own path, along their own journey to help live their best life. And I feel with going to be 7 completed seasons, I feel like I've done that. And who knows, maybe the future will hold a book potentially in a few years. But I feel like we're coming to a close here with this series. And that feels good. It feels like an accomplishment. And I like that it's going to be after the 100th episode. So I'm going to close out this season. So we'll keep recording until the end of June and keep releasing as well. And within that will be that 100th episode as well. So I'll switch things up there. And I'm actually going to get a mentor of mine to actually interview me. And then for the other 5 or 6 episodes that's left, I'm going to really focus on some content, you know, like I have really throughout the whole series, but I'm going to get some of the biggest contributors that I see that has really influenced me to live my best life. So I'm going to really concentrate and focus on some of the things that I find have been those biggest contributors. So that's how we'll wrap it up. One of those is today's episode. And the thing that's really helped me kind of tap into my own potential was actually learning a lot about the brain and learning about my human experience or my human response to certain things. So that was very fruitful, very beneficial for my own journey. So today we're going to focus on a little bit of the brain, and we're actually going to focus on our react kind of response in situations. To give it a topic, to give it a name, fight, flight, freeze. So the amygdala hijack, also known as, in terms of many other names as well. So fight, flight, freeze response would be one. Survival mode would be another. Reptilian brain is another way that it's referred to. But basically, it's our reactions in certain situations, how we react, what that looks like. So let's break it down. And first, let's focus on what it actually is. The amygdala is the primitive part of our brains. So think of this as that basic piece of our brains, that animalistic kind of piece. It allows us to act quick and be able to survive, basically. So the hijack in the amygdala hijack, the fight, flight, freeze response, is when fear triggers the amygdala to actually take over. Okay. So there's so much more to this, but I'm just going to get very basic sense. So loads of materials out there, lots to tap into, but in a basic sense, this fear that we feel, that we perceive, triggers a release of hormones. Okay, the hormones of adrenaline, cortisol, okay, the stress response in our body. And this gives a whole ton more oxygen to our muscles. So it's basically fueling the body to get ready to fight or run or freeze, you know, fight, flight, freeze kind of thing. So instead of that oxygen being able to go to what we refer to as the prefrontal cortex. And just think of the prefrontal cortex as that, you know, evolved portion of the brain. That's the piece of the brain that allows us to critically think, make more complex decisions, and even regulate our emotions, our behaviors, and our actions. So again, the amygdala hijack, that fight, flight, freeze response, it brings our oxygen, or, you know, focuses the oxygen to going to our muscles instead of our brain. So what that does, it allows us to go into that survival mode. So again, it's getting our bodies ready to fight or flight or freeze, but that reactionary response that hopefully allows us to survive. So let's think about that. When we're triggered because our brain, now here's a key word here, perceives a threat. So whether that's physical, whether that's psychological, that's emotional, whether we perceive a threat, okay, a situation, a person, an event, whether we perceive that as a threat can impact our body to trigger that fight, flight, freeze. And when that's triggered, this drives our body to react. Okay, so our actions, our behaviors, our thoughts, our emotions, it's all reactionary behavior. So think of it as my actions and my behavior, sometimes my words, they're going to be more in line with that animal instinct that we have as humans. Okay, so that's survival mode. In essence, our emotions are really driving the bus. So again, that evolved piece of our brain, that critical thinking piece, that critical decision-making piece, the prefrontal cortex, is not actually engaged when we're in that fight, flight, freeze. So again, all the energy, all that oxygen is going to more of that survival mode. And the oxygen is going to go to our muscles to prepare us to fight or flight instead of allowing it to go to the full brain so that we can really engage in that critical thinking piece. So remember this. When that fight, flight, freeze is triggered, our thinking is impacted. We need to be able to understand that this actually happens. So when that survival instinct is engaged, clicked in, that reactionary mode, that amygdala hijack, fight, flight, freeze, whatever you want to call it, our thinking becomes impacted. And again, this is important information to understand as you show up and engage in life, as you interact with people, as you work on teams, as you do a job. Know that this is a part of us that's really hardwired in. And once it's triggered, once this fight, flight, freeze is triggered, it can take us anywhere from, you know, some say 8 minutes, some say 10 minutes, as long as 15 to 30 minutes to calm ourselves down. And that's really going to depend on, you know, what thoughts am I focusing on? What am I doing about that kind of survival mode? And we'll unpack that in a little bit. But again, we need to know when this is triggered in us, we're going to make more reactionary responses. So let's think of the impact. Let's think of the impact of being in that survival mode and showing up and reacting. Not slowing ourselves down, not pausing, not stepping away. But when we're in that fight, flight, freeze response, we need to be aware of the impact that it can have when we show up in this state. Think of, you know, if you're in that reactionary response, that survival response, think about if you always showed up in that mentality with your relationships or in situations. You continuously showed up in that more reactionary kind of behavior. We associate this with more that emotion explosion. You know, we're letting our emotions really drive how we show up, interact, act, and speak. So these are also the times when this survival mode is triggered and we actually show up and respond in this way. A lot of the time, this can be and lead to some of the more prominent things that we regret. So meaning our words or our actions, the things we do in that moment. And again, understanding that there's power there. So knowing that when our survival mode is triggered, again, we don't have access to that critical thinking piece of our brain, and we're more likely to maybe show up, act, react in situations that we tend to regret later. The big question becomes, what do we do? What do we do when we very humanly respond or get this survival mode trigger? So again, know that this is a part of all of us. It's very natural for it to be triggered in us. And, you know, just think back. It's allowed us to evolve until now. You know, back in the caveman days, it was this survival mode that allowed us to, you know, not move when we heard an animal in the wild. It allowed us to fight when, you know, an animal was fighting us or survive, right? So this is really hardwired behavior, and we need to know that. So when people respond in this state, again, it is the most natural thing, okay? So not about judgment right now. Again, for me, and the whole reason for doing this episode is I really do feel knowledge is power. And the more that we can understand that this is a very natural human response when we perceive that threat, again, whether it's physical, psychological, whatever it is, whether we perceive it, and that really sparks that kind of reaction mode. So again, the more we know that this automatically can happen to us, I think it can hopefully encourage us to be more aware, be more in tune when it might be happening. Which brings us to, what do we do? So your first step here, the goal is self-awareness is really key. Now that word in itself, self-awareness, it's a big word and it's got lots of complexity there. So let's even break it down. The self-awareness piece, that first piece that I want you to go to is knowing when we're actually triggered. So a lot of the times we can feel this actually in our body first, okay? Different people, you'll break it down a little bit different, but hopefully I'm just going to walk you through some common things to be aware of that can hopefully help encourage and continue to build your own self-awareness when this is triggered for you. So, like I said, sometimes you feel it in the body. You can feel your heart go really quick. Anxiety likely increases. Breathing can be impacted, can be more quick, fast pace. You're not taking those deep inhales and exhales. sweaty palms, sweaty hands. Again, think of it as your body really preparing you to survive. Okay, so again, you can feel this in the body. And those are some things that you might be able to bring awareness to next time you might feel triggered in it. Sometimes people might notice the emotional side of it quicker too. So be aware of that. You know, notice when you're feeling defensive. You know, you want to dominate a conversation, or, you know, you're feeling really shut down. You don't want to talk. You want to leave. Or you're feeling maybe more aggressive or dismissive. Again, these are all signs that you might be going into that survival mode. So you want to bring awareness to yourself, to what you're feeling in your own body, physical symptoms, or also those emotional feelings coming to the surface. Okay, that's your first step. That's going to give you the data, the awareness to go, oh, hold on a second. I might be triggered right now. I might be going into that very natural human reaction of fight, flight, freeze. The next piece, that next goal, is to actually deepen that self-awareness. So as you notice things are happening in your body, you're noticing that response coming to the surface. The next step is to really focus on what thoughts are you having, okay? So get really clear. What thoughts are you focusing on? And this is going to be key because it's really going to help you identify what's fueling that responsive behavior, okay? And what's really promoting that survival instinct in you. So getting clear on what thoughts are you currently having, what thoughts are you currently fixating on that's really fueling that, you know, very physical, very emotional response in you. After you get clear on that internal dialogue, the goal is to be able to actually bring yourself down. Okay. And by bring myself down, I mean self-soothe. I mean, calm myself down. So the thing with survival mode and that fight, flight, freeze is the more I focus on that, those feelings that are fueling that response in me, the more it's actually going to escalate. Okay. And again, we're taking oxygen away from the whole brain and instead we're putting it in our bodies to fight, flight, freeze. Okay. So the goal. I feel those emotional or physical responses in me. Then I start to get very clear what are the thoughts really promoting that. And then once I can acknowledge that, I want to pause. I want to try to breathe in and out. I want to try to be as present and as mindful as I can potentially be. And when I'm starting to come into that present moment, that means I'm also detaching from the story that's triggering that fight, flight, freeze response. So some very powerful questions that I have continuously in my own tool belt that I go to are, you know, do I have all the information? That's the first question I always go to. And the second one quickly followed is, Jill, are you jumping to any assumptions? Are you jumping to any conclusions here? What information might I be missing? Okay, those questions again help us disengage from that emotional reactive kind of state. And then once we get here, once we're able to start to second guess our perception, you know, our perception, our initial perception might be true, but it's the, again, pausing, stepping back from it, that's going to allow us to slow down and not go in that full on reactive state. And when we ask ourselves those questions, it helps us to disconnect a little bit from those thoughts. you know, another question, another tool, another skill I utilize in this moment is, what's another way this information can be perceived? And so the skill behind that is actually a reframe. So it really allows you to look at a situation, but to see, you know, what else could actually be factually true, factually possible here with the same evidence. And that reframe is actually a way to start thinking of what could be other possibilities. And again, by being able to separate ourselves or, you know, not fixate on that initial perception, it's going to help us de-escalate ourselves. It helps us disconnect a little bit from that emotional piece. And that enables us to kind of slow down, pause that fight, flight, freeze. Now again, if we catch ourselves early enough, quick enough, this can actually help prevent us from triggering that more animalistic reaction. Okay, so you know, we got to be pretty in tune with our bodies to be that proactive. And sometimes we're not. So sometimes we don't realize we're in that fight, flight, freeze until kind of in the middle of it. And we're already, you know, have those escalated emotions and we're feeling all that feels, and you're almost, even as I'm talking about it, I can feel the stress build up in my shoulders. So you might already be in it. And so even being able to bring that self-awareness to that reactionary mode, even that's power. So again, two pieces here. The goal is to bring self-awareness. So be aware when my body's going through it. Sometimes I'm going to be able to catch myself at an early enough state that by de-escalating myself from my emotions, again, asking myself questions, looking at other possibilities, really trying to reframe a situation, that can prevent me from going into that reactionary mode. Or like I said, sometimes we might be full on in it, okay? And we might realize or catch ourselves in when it's already triggered. And that's okay too. Again, the goal here is to bring awareness and to catch ourselves before we really go into that default mode and start acting and reacting based on that. So again, sometimes we catch ourselves when we're full on in it, and that's okay too. Just know you can still consciously choose to pause yourself and step away from a situation when you are triggered in that reactionary mode. So the line I use for myself when I find I'm full on in it already, my go-to is like, Jill, your rational brain is not driving the bus right now. You need to pause and re-engage. I'm not joking you. It's as simple as that. That is the line I go to. Jill, catch yourself. Don't react right now. You need to pause. You need to re-engage so you can get access to your full brain, that evolved piece. Okay, and remember, if you're triggered, if you're already in fight, flight, freeze, it's likely going to take probably about 15 to 30 minutes of not attaching to the situation or event to actually re-engage that critical piece of your brain. And it's not as easy as just letting 15 to 30 minutes pass. It's again, your ability in those moments, once you've caught yourself, to disengage from the situation, event, whatever it is that's triggering you, and to do something totally different. So a game, an exercise, a walk outside, maybe read a book, engage in a totally different conversation. But the goal is that pause when you're in that reactionary mode to re-engage our brain we have to again disengage from that particular situation. So this is why people really promote when you're in a fight, pause, walk away, take a breath, and come back to the argument after. And the reason for that is to, again, re-engage that critical piece of our brain so that we can have more rational conversation versus that really reactionary, explosive kind of words that might come out in those heated situations. So again, very, very important piece here. When you're doing that pause for that 15 or 30 minutes, it's not to go and stew in your situation or fixate how you're right or anything like that. It's, again, please hear me. It's to disengage from that specific event or situation and do something totally different. So I'm actually re-engaging my critical piece of my brain, that prefrontal cortex. Okay. This is where, when I get access to that, that's where I'm going to be able to regulate more my emotions, actions, and thoughts, and actually be able to think a lot more critically and with more of that evolved piece of our human brain. This little piece of knowledge, I cannot tell you how impactful it's been for me over the years. Just to bring awareness when I'm in reactionary mode, to know that I'm not going to make really great decisions here. I'm not going to say the best things. So I have to understand when that's triggered, I need to pause myself. You know, if I'm able to catch myself before it, great. I can start to ask questions, de-escalate myself, try to reframe. So again, I'm de-escalating myself from that emotional state. But if it's already triggered, remember, 15 to 30 minutes before that critical piece of my brain will actually be re-engaged again. Now, I also think it's important to note survival mode will help us to survive. So if you're in the woods and your reactionary behavior kicks in, that's very, you know, needed. If you're in a, you know, emergency situation, a lot of the time that survival mode is going to help us stay and be able to make those basic decisions to survive. When that survival mode kind of works to our disadvantage is more with relationships. It's more with in conversation, in situations with other people. That's when reacting and responding in that survival mode is not going to usually be beneficial. Okay. It's usually when we say more hurtful things, more of the things that we're going to regret later on. Okay. So just know that survival mode obviously helps us survive, but in that more kind of complex relationship piece, survival mode is usually not going to benefit us as much. Okay. Just knowing the impact, what happens in that survival mode, again, I think it's just really important information that can help us continue to show up as your best self. So, you know, having real conversations, addressing needs, boundaries, you know, having conflict, that's really important stuff, okay? And that's stuff that needs to be addressed and talked about. But when we're in survival mode is likely not the best time to have those conversations. So remember, you want your whole brain engaged for some of those heavier, harder kind of conversations. And that's a wrap. So that's today's 97th episode. And again, I really do believe that knowledge is power. So the more you can bring awareness into when you're in reactionary mode, when you're in that fight, flight, freeze, and just be aware that when we're responding, when we're reacting in this state, we're not going to be having access to that critical piece of your brain. So sometimes you might need to put a conversation on hold. As we wrap up, remember my ask to each of you listeners who tuned in today, if you like the show, if you got something out of it in today's content, share it. Share it with a friend, share it with somebody who could use it. And also review the podcast. You know, go ahead, go to the reviews, whatever platform you're listening to us on, and just leave us a review. It really helps to make this information, to make this podcast a little bit more visible. So this is how we can really help each other out by focusing on tools that can really help us live our best lives and not just promoting or fixating on more of those negative things or the behaviors we don't want to support in society. So with this or other content that you love, enjoy, and helps you live a better quality life, just be mindful. What do you want to promote? And what actions are you doing to promote it? So this is how we all get to contribute to the world that we want to create and influence together. Just never forget your power in co-creating that. So as always, be kind to yourself. No one's perfect. Life is definitely a journey, and it's a roller coaster ride. We're all still learning. And we're all showing up and trying to do just the best we can. So as you show up and do that work, hopefully, and you engage and you learn and you try to be better, remember the key ingredient to all of this, to that happy life, to that rewarding life, to that fulfilling relationships. Remember, it all starts with you. And really, your ability to power yourself.